Many economists are predicting that the worst of the recession is over, but some fear that it will take a while for unemployment figures to go down. Commentator Amy Wan is newly unemployed. She says she's not sure she's in a hurry to go back to work.
I've been in the workforce for just 5 years now, and I'm finally in the group that everyone will talk about. It's our turn to be part of the national conversation. We are the gainfully unemployed. We're former magazine editors, former commodities traders, former marketing executives, and former assistants. We're the ones taking our dogs for long walks in the park, drinking coffee at cafes during the day, watching hours of our newly installed digital television, and meeting other unemployed friends for lunch. I know you envy us. We're getting the chance you can only dream of. Unemployment is like a fellowship to figure out what the next step should be. Many of us have leapt up the corporate ladder, never really considering if the next rung is where we truly wanted to go. Now, we secretly possess a certain joy about not having to trudge to the office every day. We might need to live a little more frugally, but we've been given something we didn't have before: time. For us, there's not yet a stigma attached to having no job. This is not Allentown, Pennsylvania, circa 1984. We're close enough to an era when recent college graduates were recruited with extra vacation time and stock options. We're still very confident that we could find a job. It might not be what we love, but surely we could find something. Strangely, we feel lucky. Unlike so many others in similar situations, we don't have families to support or health problems. We might have received decent severance packages or have a little money in savings. We find it easy to ignore our 4 or 5-figure credit card bills because they've always seemed abstract to us anyway. A few years back, you couldn't turn around without hearing about teachers, writers, advertising executives, all taking a crack at dot-com mania. We felt like chumps because we stayed at our boring jobs. We had no stock options. There was no chance we would retire at 30. As it turns out, most of the dot-comers only had the dream of early retirement anyway. Here we all are, a mere 18 months later, and job security is the most desirable commodity around. Somewhere in Hollywood, a writer is pitching a script that goes like this. You see, there are these 20-somethings. They had these high-powered jobs, but one by one, they've gotten laid off. They're in the same position they were in at 21, except now they're older. They know more. And the show is about how they figure out what they want from life. Maybe one opens a bakery or something. Even without their expense accounts and their offices with ping pong tables and free snacks, they're happy. Happy to just enjoy life in a way they never have before. And you know what? We are.
The comments of Amy Wan, a former music publicist and current freelance writer in Brooklyn.